Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after five, if you're listening to us live out in the East. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application
here
or at crabdiving.com. Kong deployed. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the new opening.
My God, it's great. I love it. I think that Chuck Schumer thing at the beginning is fucking genius. Oh, my God.
I had a really good time.
The erection.
Turning the erection into the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection. The erection. That was kind of fun. Playing around with the editor. Get
right.
shit to happen.
Yeah. It's nice erection work. I mean, on the word.
That's yeah, very, you know, I had initially, I was going to open with either Biden or Amanda, oh my God,
the
Gorman? Amanda Gorman?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
I don't know.
Oh my God, our new awesome poet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Amanda Gorman.
Yeah.
That was her in the middle. And I initially was like, well, we'll start off inspirational.
Right.
And then I thought, well, this is our show. So we got to go with Schumer and the dick joke.
Oh, yes. Sure. I mean, right. And I it's fucking perfect, you know, and because that's a moment that will be lost in the minutia. You know, it'll be lost.
Yeah. And I didn't want to give Trump any more than goodbye. Have a good life. I didn't want to hear his fucking voice that much.
He's framed
anymore.
Perfectly.
Dick.
He's not featured, but we surely make it known that he is fucking trash.
I really didn't know which Alex Jones part to pick.
Well,
or Paula White. I mean, I almost did. The angels are coming from Africa. The angels are coming from Africa. I mean,
did they not also come from Norway?
Oh,
too?
Sure, later on, but she was mustering the African ones first. Then I guess
what
she would
angels?
Go for the Viking angels.
Which angels are the most powerful?
I don't know. I mean, she seemed to make it sound like the African ones were, you know, we're supposed to be pretty scared of that. Does that mean the black angels are coming? Paula White's going to sick the black angels on us now?
Listen, I don't know Paula White personally, but I'm assuming she's a racist because she was in that White House and she worked for Trump. I mean, you know, that's kind of his vibe. That is his vibe. And I'm sure her white supremacy kind of, you know, well, for lack of a better word, colors how she sees the world. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
White colored glasses.
Right, right. Yeah. She puts in lenses that do that.
I turn everyone white so I don't see color. Thanks for joining us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter. And you can also... communicate with us on Facebook, and we're on the Instagram very rarely.
Yes.
And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon, where every time you use that link, if you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all of anything.
We get paid. Thank you for supporting the crabs monetarily. If anybody wants to swing by and throw a sack of cash into the enclosed area, we will come out and wave to you.
Let's see what's going on. Right. I honestly, I was working on that stupid opening till
it's great
right before pre-show. So
yeah,
I'll be discovering what's the headlines with everyone else.
Oh, okay, good.
I have to cough.
Right. You know, it's just, it's so much scarier to say that when Trump is in office. Now that, you know, times aren't like instantly better, but well, in some ways things are instantly better because he's gone. What am I saying?
Every day, of course, you hear some shit that Biden did. It's like, wow, that's really, I like that. I like that a lot.
You know, I noticed something. His executive orders are different than Trump's, you know?
180 degrees, many of them, because that they had to be.
Yeah, and when they're announcing the executive orders, they're not terrifying, you know? It's not like, oh my God, who is this asshole coming after next? It's, oh, okay. Oh, that's great. Jeez, that's good. That, it's sad we have to do that, you know, today, but that's good.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
Defeat.
HuffPost.
Oui, oui.
Oh, it's the same headline that was over at the Drudge, actually. This is the bullshit that's going on with the stock market. Reddit feeding frenzy, Wall Street casino culture exposed. Oh.
Yeah.
No, well, no. It's not exposed. It's exposed to people that don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right, right. I mean, to me, I've always thought about it as like, well, you say it's like gambling. It's gambling.
It's a casino for rich fucks. And then they squeal about getting taxed on it.
Right.
Oh, you're taxing my dollars twice.
Well, you know,
I earned that first dollar that I then invested, and it made me $1 million more, and you shouldn't tax me anymore on that.
Wait. You can't compare it to gambling and casinos, because with casinos and shit, there's like organized crime and criminality surrounding that. With the stock market, it's just like, you know, I guess the same shit.
Yeah.
It's worse.
So now there's some, I guess there's some Reddit subreddit, you know, one of their rooms or whatever, chat rooms, that has been fucking with the, with stock market, with small cap stocks, driving them crazy up through a buying frenzy.
Well, what's
happening? And then shorting them.
Okay.
And because knowing that it was an overinflated price.
Define shorting.
You bet it's going to go down.
And that's bad. Why would you bet that? I mean, why wouldn't you bet that? I mean,
well, right, if you know it's going to happen. You see, you could bet either way on the stock market.
Right, right.
See, it's not about supporting your fave company
by
purchasing stocks that you believe in. It's gambling. And you have the ability to short stocks, which means you...
That's not illegal.
You're betting... No.
Okay.
Which means you're betting that it's going to go down.
Right. God, what a bummer. I mean, imagine if that's your company and somebody says, oh, by the way, I was shorting you this week. You're betting on me to lose? Fuck. That would hurt my feelings.
HuffPo says, after so many dark months, it's a particular relief for the biggest story of the week to be about a gang of online pranksters gaming the stock market.
The nerds will not go quietly. You know, if the apocalypse is coming, if the Klan is coming, if the white supremacists are coming to snuff us all out in the Nazis... The nerds are not going to go quiet.
Well, and one of the reasons they allegedly some of them are doing it is to show the fuckery that happens.
Yeah. I mean, really, it made me, oddly enough, it made me understand the stock market a little better.
Over the past several days, a handful of corporate stocks have surged to cartoon hilarious price levels. As denizens of the website Reddit appear to be deliberately inflating them for fun. Nothing particularly special has happened to send these stocks, which include video game retailer GameStop, and movie theater chain AMC, on their starward trajectory. It's rather obviously a game, and the kids are having fun.
So because there's no movie, and there's nobody going out to movies now because of the Roner. Their stock is in the toilet, but somehow these people on Reddit were able to manipulate it.
Fuck with it.
Yeah.
Some hedge funds, however, are losing a lot of money. Oh my God.
Well, this will be looked into then, I'm sure.
Of course, heads will roll.
The black vans have been deployed.
Particularly Melvin Capital with Malls closed, and a retail business such as GameStop seems a pretty obvious target for short sellers, including Melvin, who bet big that the company's stock price would fall. But after ending 2020 at $18.84 a share, GameStop stock is selling for well over $200 as this is written, with a price swinging quite a bit. Melvin Capital has lost $3.75 billion, okay, and counting.
One second. I'm no Lou Dobbs, so I'm not right. I don't feel bad for them, and that's right, correct? Like, I feel like, fuck them.
I'm having
right?
a hard time. If you say hedge fund, you kind of lost me.
I mean, my God. It is dumb. It is just like fucking Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. Except you probably make less money in Vegas, I would think.
What are hedge funders doing for society?
What is a hedge fund?
It's a where a bunch of people pay a guy or a company or an entity to bet right. their stocks for them.
Okay. Well, what they do is they make all this money. And so when they need a tax break, they donate a fuck ton of money to charity. And then poor people eventually get a piece of what they made. So, I mean, that's the best we have, right? That's trickle down.
The hedge funds are, of course, furious. But the sheer preposterousness of the whole event has inflamed tempers all over Wall Street. As is typical, anti-government CNBC anchor Joe Kernan is calling for a U.S. Securities Exchange Commission crackdown on those Reddit kids.
Are they breaking the law?
Well, I don't know. TD Ameritrade host Oliver Rennick has been inveighing, great word, against the tremendous greed that pervades American life from billionaires all the way down to the average Joe and Jane, rightly so. That's a right one.
Okay, I want to inveigh just like this guy, but what I want to understand is the Reddit people are, how are they doing this?
Scaramucci.
Yes.
Former Trump advisor and one of these funds guys.
Right.
Who made his money with hedge funds and scamming people, said, "We are witnessing the French Revolution in finance."
Oh, oui, oui. Oh, shit. Are we supposed to feel bad for these people? Go fuck yourself.
So the Reddit hoax bubble has revealed the underlying myth of the entire stock market bullshit. The more money people make from that enterprise, the more unpleasant it is to confront the myth.
Right, because no one wants, it's like they don't want to, I think they don't want to lose their money.
In 1936, when the ravages of the 1929 stock market crash remained tangible across multiple continents, the great economist John Maynard Keynes issued a very reasonable warning about the dangers of excessive stock market speculation, which is what we have now, which is what happened with the housing bubble, with those derivatives of derivatives. Remember that bullshit?
Yes. Yeah, I remember.
Packaging high-risk loans, and then it's just such bullshit.
What I remember is whatever Michael Moore movie it was, he tried to get a Wall Street dude to explain a derivative.
Right.
And the guy couldn't, but that's what he does. Like, he couldn't really.
Right, right. It's just something to bet on. It's gambling.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's more to gamble on.
Right.
And then socialize any losses, privatize all the profits.
Which is what they've been doing
through the purchase of our elected officials for, you know, the last 100 years.
When you go to a casino and you lose, does the government say, hey, I'm sorry you lost, here's some money?
No, not us.
Oh, not us.
But if you're a gazillionaire,
yeah,
and you put money into a venture that goes boobs up,
yes,
then you get to write that off of your taxes.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll take that off your income for you because, you know, we don't want you to.
Well, what if I own a bunch of stock in something and I have a relative, let's say a father-in-law who is a senator, a Republican senator, and then, you know, has some meeting at the White House, is like, oh shit, I call my son-in-law. There's some shit going down with this stock. And he calls me and gives me a tip. That's not illegal, right? That's just fine.
No, that Well, are you a Republican?
Oh, well, yes. I got a pardon.
It all depends. Are you white? Are you a Republican?
Fuck you!
So Keynes said this. When the capital development of a country becomes a byproduct of the activities of a casino,
jeez,
the job is likely to be ill done.
Right. Meaning, like,
the worst people are going to be running the country.
What? But why?
And running our economic system.
But why does this attract the worst people? What is it about?
Because they're evil, greedy, sociopathic fucksters.
Because yeah. Normal people don't think like this, right? They don't think like this with their money, right?
Well, we've been fleeced. So many have been fleeced into the champagne fucking witches and caviar dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
That a lot of people are like, think that the only path to true happiness and success in life is a big fucking wad of money.
Well, I think what I would say to that argument is, well, how about this pandemic? If you're sick, I'm sick. I mean, you could have the right, nicest shit on the...
But if you're rich, you could go sit on your yacht in the middle of the Atlantic.
That's true.
And get away from everybody. You could buy a ventilator or 10. You can get access to the best treatments like Trump got and like Rudy G got.
Right.
That well, none of us can walk into if we got the COVID are going to get if we go that with that monoclonal antibody therapy.
Yeah. Well, I guess what we could do then if you're on the island and on the yacht or whatever, on the yacht, a bunch of people that need the shit you have will get a bunch of ski jets, you know, wave runners and come out to your boat and it will take all of your shit, the ventilators and everything. That's society, I guess.
And
Republicans, right?
And the Eric Prince Blackwater guys that you've hired to be with you on your boat to take them out.
Well, the guys on the Wave Runners did not think about that.
Well, there you go. Welcome to capitalism and libertarianism.
Yeah, hey, look where we were going. We got rid of Trump. That was great. But a lot of people thought Trump was a better choice than Hillary Clinton in 2016.
Yeah. Economically. Oh. And barely people thought Trump and the Republicans were better economically than Biden in the polls leading up to the elections.
But that must mean people have a fucked up idea of the economy then, man. Bravo. Because, like, yay, I win, everybody.
Exactly.
I win.
But maybe these Redditors are, you know, we're going to start showing what some fuckery that's going on here. Not that anything will happen.
So who are we depending on to save society? We've got the Redditors, K-pop, Anonymous. What else?
You know,
Shelby.
I'm running out.
Shelby's eating. She'll do it later.
So fuck them.
Yeah.
This is stock market provides a convenient method of payment for elevated executive salaries and an avenue to riches for people, usually organizations of rich people who want to bet on stocks.
God.
So, right. And they have to, because executive salaries are insane.
Well, I mean, what are they? 300 million times what the guy in the mailroom makes. Okay.
In this country, other countries, you know, have caps. Your scando countries, those commie pinko liberal socialist countries that where everybody's happy, are capping it at 30 times or something like that, 30 to 50 times what the least paid person in your organization makes. That's how high your salary can be.
Why don't we make these companies? I'm not saying small businesses, so whatever. I know it's different. But these companies like Walmart, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, you know, companies that huge fucking companies that have lots and lots of minimum wage employees. What they need to do is break open the books and go back through their payroll and all these people they pay minimum wage throughout the years. Why don't they just make it right for them?
Right.
Why don't they just go back, figure out what minimum wage should have been? You could do that with some calculations, I'm sure, an algorithm. And then you send them a nice check, say, so sorry we cheated you for so many years. Here's your big fat fucking check. Is that going to happen?
No, it should, but it won't. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be baby steps still.
Yeah.
Because these people have a lot of money and 6 Supreme Court seats.
Right.
Right now.
Yeah.
The GameStop affair provides an opportunity to update Keynes for the 21st century. If you leave it to professional gamblers to determine the social value of any activity, they will almost always give you the wrong answer, no matter how many of them gamble against each other.
Watch guys that gamble watch sports. Watch them watch sports. And then watch them pay attention to a game they have nothing to bet on. It's just the money. That's all they fucking care about.
They can just as easily reward social destruction as they reward social harmony or a video game store or a well-groomed horse at the starting gate. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's a good point. I got mine, motherfucker.
CSR, one of my Danish gigs.
Yes.
The term comes up a lot. The corporate social responsibility thing now is big, especially younger people are like, wait a second. Why is Exxon fucking the world?
Yeah. And you know what?
And then saying we're not. And, you know, I don't even think there's any global warming.
Yeah. And you know what? If you got a Trump sign or a sticker in your coffee shop, you know, I'd rather drink my own piss. No offense.
It says the Redditors have revealed an absurdity by being absurd. The appropriate response is not to attempt an orgy of further absurdity, but to do something sensible.
Yeah, that's good.
And this is it. The simplest solution is a financial transactions tax. That's what we've talked about. A tiny wee fee attached to every financial bet. This tax will discourage reckless stock betting and reduce the volume of what's mostly economically wasteful activity, or generate a great deal of revenue that could be devoted to more useful activities.
Yeah, it's so funny. They're going to hate that, these gambling stock people, and they probably, hate what Reddit's doing, right? They want regulation on that. They want to fix Reddit.
That's what I read earlier in the report. Yeah. They're squealing. Something's got to be done about these people.
Something's got to be done about you. Oh, it's unnerving. These assholes. These assholes are all about no government oversight until they come for me.
Yeah.
Until they come for me, I don't.
That one hedge fund lost $3 billion. B.
Shit.
Billion dollars. Shorting GameStop stocks. And the Redditors fucked them. And AMC.
God damn. The people are coming for your ass.
Hard for me to care.
I don't give a shit, really.
For me to care.
I mean, you know.
The vast majority of people in these fucking hedge funds aren't going to feel a tiny thing from losing a little money.
What about normal people who have, like, you know, savings accounts that are tied up in the stock market or whatever
Well,
the fuck
that's
that
bullshit,
is?
Too.
Yeah.
Used to have pensions. Where a company would pay you till you died. If you put in X amount of years, they would continue to pay you a certain amount on for the rest of your life for your awesome contribution to society and to their profits of their corporation or whatever.
Okay, well.
And then the rich guys were like, well, wait a second. These people are sitting on that money. We could be betting this shit.
Oh, that's what Enron did, right?
Let's make 401ks so that we can tie that shit to the stock market and make some money off of those old people.
Jeez. Is that Enron's thing? Enron did that, right?
Yeah, I don't remember. Enron
Kinlay.
Shady deals, yeah.
Yeah.
With their valuations and stuff.
I mean,
they all do. They all do.
No, I remember that. They were betting, they were gambling with a pension fund. And then Kinlay lost a fuck ton of money, but all these executive guys had a golden
parachutes. Yeah. They had to pay them off.
Yeah.
And Ma and Pa and Vester were like, sorry.
Right.
Tough ta-tas.
Yes.
And Kinlay barely was going to go to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, they were getting him.
Yeah.
They didn't get Rick fucking Scott.
No.
For the largest Medicare fraud case in history under his watch.
No, they said, hey, Rick, okay, that's in the past here.
Yeah.
I want you to be in charge of a state that is in need of an adult. Yeah. If any state needs an adult,
oh,
it's
and
this
then
one.
Please represent us at the U.S. Senate.
Like,
as a reward for your great job as a governor.
Well, that didn't make any sense either, because it's like this fucking crook. Rick Scott's a fucking crook, right? I mean, why the fuck is he writing laws in the goddamn Senate then? In the goddamn American Senate?
Because the crooks, these guys want him there.
Oh, well, I don't.
How much are you going to give Matt Gaetz to vote the way you want as opposed to these guys? How much are you going to give these senators to vote the way you want?
Matt Gaetz can fuck off, man. Oh, I hate these Republicans, and especially the ones in Florida. We have the worst Republicans.
Oh, we got bad ones.
Bring it.
There are some.
Texas, I know. Ted Cruz.
Idaho.
Louis.
Idaho wanted to pass a law to make it okay to let your kid die because it's your religious belief.
Ah, it's not funny, but Jesus.
Idaho Republicans, I should
right.
say.
Maybe there's is there an executive order Joe could write to prevent religious freaks from making their kid die because
well,
it's,
and
it's bullshit.
I mean, even look at this. There's COVID. COVID's killing people.
Yeah.
Got Trump's and the Republicans' blood on their hands.
Absolutely.
For this shit.
Yeah.
And on both the HuffPo and Drudge, what the Reddit people did to the stock market is the biggest, scariest story of the day.
Now,
oh my God, some rich people lost some money. Oh my God.
Yeah, it is nuts. That thing that happened, the siege at the Capitol, yes, scary. Lots of scary
terrifying.
Shit. We had a terrifying hurricane season this year. There are lots of terrifying shit that's happening, but that Corona shit is the most terrifying.
Well, yeah,
and we are
TBD.
I always think, do you ever think enough people are even talking about
no.
it? No. I mean, God.
Because Trump made it political.
Yeah, and then people are like, you know, I just don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to engage. I don't want to deal with it.
It would have been fringe idiots saying, oh, we don't want masks. We don't want, like, your lockdowns. Or, you know, it would have been smaller.
Yeah, that's why it would have been important to be aggressive at the beginning and I'm stupid right now. I'm explaining why it's important to do the right thing as opposed to the wrong thing.
Why to care about a potential murderous pandemic that's about to hit your country?
Here's why
yeah,
you should
might want to put together
reasons to give a shit about a lethal pandemic. We're in a banana ass republic, man.
The 2.1 million subscribers of the Wall Street Bets subreddit.
Okay.
Have long had market-moving power. That's 2 million people in that subreddit.
Shit.
Members have been pushing GameStop as a stock to invest in for almost 2 years based on what they seemed like, what seemed like fairly straightforward financial reasoning. You know, games and shit are very popular. But the spike now is from them just deciding to do it and trying to punish those who were shorting it. Because what he says here, what we need on the internet is an enemy.
Yeah.
The enemy is Andrew Left of Citron Research, who is a loud and large better against GameStop, squeezing him, forcing him to buy more shares to cover his short position as the price kept going up, which then by itself would drive the price up, became the number one goal for the members of this subreddit, to fuck with this one asshole.
They don't have a profound and deep love for GameStop. They just want to fuck this guy. And not in a good way.
Well, they kind of like GameStop.
Yeah.
But this guy trying to fuck with it by shorting it, they're like, oh, no. We're not going to have it.
You know, again, I'm not Lou Dobbs from, you know, I'm not part of the financial, scene or anything like that. But it just, you know, it just seems like not in the spirit of being a decent person that you would want to bet on a company going down like
they call it WSB, Wall Street Bets, the subreddit. Yeah. The WSB ers are confident the strategy can work. One guy posted, I'm not selling this until at least $1,000. Buckle the fuck up was the title of his of the top post on the subreddit from the user Dumbledore Roth IRA.
Well, what are you gonna do, argue with Dumbledore? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And they were saying, well, that GameStop might have been getting better because they were maybe transitioning away from retail, brick and mortar.
Yeah.
And become a more viable online business. The guy that, I guess, created or made successful the Chewy, the dog, the pet site.
Yes.
Which we have no affiliation with, but that's where I get
right
Shelby's meds from.
Okay.
It's like a long-term troll, they think.
Jeez. Why is GameStop still brick and mortar? I mean, did they hear about Blockbuster? I mean, they shut down.
Games are still real popular.
No, I know. But movies once, are popular.
Now that shit's moving to, but you can get it online. And now that shit is moving to like cloud gaming.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff. And once 5G comes around for everyone, you know, we're not even going to need these consoles to play games anymore.
Or people. People to make the games.
The stock this week for GameStop, low of $69, high of $373.
Wow. So that's a...
Often fluctuating wildly in the course of a couple hours. Trading has been halted repeatedly as the markets try to slow down the insanity to no avail.
So...
And insanity always immediately ensues.
So now they figured out how to go after these people that are betting on companies to fail.
Yeah. Oh, apparently Elon Musk was helping poke the bear. He tweeted GameStonk! !! With a link to the Wall Street Bets Reddit, sending the stock up more than 100%.
Damn. Shit. Wow.
I wonder if he bought stock.
Right. Well, you can't do that, can you? I mean,
well, but that's the kind of shit that people like Elizabeth Warren want to look into is how much
this is insane.
You know, you've got these rich guys posting shit that literally can tank their own stock. Like when Elon tweets something stupid,
yeah,
Tesla's stock goes down.
What if I work for Tesla at a company?
Well, exactly. I mean, Or you're investing in it, and you're like, wait a second, what the fuck? It has nothing to do with the cars, because he tweeted some stupid shit.
It seems to me that, you know, we need to figure out a way for the company to give more of a fuck about the people they're paying rather than shareholders. You know?
Exactly.
Then maybe this wouldn't be a thing. I don't know. What a mess.
On Wednesday, the top post of the subreddit so far today was all caps. For all the big fucking hedge funds monitoring us, this is a message from us to you. We fucking own you now.
Oh!
Fuck, period, you, period.
Oh my god, damn. They own you, motherfucker.
There's a hero.
You know, if, what song is that?
Hero.
But what is that? I don't know that song. Real quick, they own. If you watch the iRobot show, you know what that means. They own you. They own you.
That means
they're gonna take your fucking shit, and there's nothing you can do about it. These hedge fund guys are done. Oh yeah, this is
Mariah.
What was the whole thing with her lambs?
She was having, you know, a rough period and was going a little cray on social media a few years back. And
she
refers to her fans as her lambs.
Yeah. Well, isn't it?
She just got, you know,
Elvis.
She was just playing some really crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And saying my lambs.
Elvis did the same shit though, right? He went crazy. You know?
Well, maybe, arguably.
Right.
I would say shooting a television every time some Broadway singer comes on is maybe a little on the excessive side.
Especially back then. I mean, TVs were fucking enormous in the size of a refrigerator.
Yeah, these poor people. They had to carry those giant pieces of furniture out every time Robert Goulet came on the television. God, I hope he never watched the Carol Burnett show.
And then those...
Wasn't Robert Goulet all over that shit all the time?
No, the ammo's too expensive to watch Carol Burnett, man. You know, man, that must have had an effect, a profound effect on the environment, because they're probably just chunking the TVs in his backyard. I mean, I'm just saying,
the basement,
huge
yeah.
shot televisions.
So there you go. The Reddit anti capitalist fucks, I guess.
We got everything we need. We have the Reddit people. We have the K-pop people.
K-pop people are pretty funny.
There
was the other day they got the impeach Biden.
Yeah.
They hijacked that. What they do is they see the bots or the assholes start trying to trend something that's awful, and the K-poppers just steal it and just put pictures of like their K-pop guys and or just anything but what it's supposed to be about.
I mean, it's genius.
Fluffy bunnies, kittens, you know, everything.
Then Anonymous comes along and says, hedge fund assholes, here, I just distributed a bunch of deep fakes of you having sex with lots of children in to the DOJ.
So, yeah, Elizabeth Warren, I don't know if she proposed it. Bernie definitely proposed this transaction tax on these Wall Street fucks.
Yeah. I mean,
a tiny wee little tax would bring in shit tons of money.
I mean, don't you pay a tax on gambling winnings?
Yes.
Okay.
But you don't pay a tax on each bet.
Right. Yeah. But these bets are different.
But this is different.
Because
right.
it affects, you know, this world we live in and shit.
We do have other things going on.
Oh, okay.
In the world, allegedly.
I mean, do we?
Well, yeah.
Right.
Florida's, you know, wants to host the Olympics.
I haven't sourced that to make sure it's not the Onion. Are you sure it's not the fucking Onion? Who would come here? Oh, listen, I trained my whole life. I'm a perfect specimen. Nobody's better at throwing a big ball in the shot put guy.
Yes, yeah, sure.
I'm a shot put guy from Finland. Nobody's better at this. I'm in prime physical condition. And then I'm going to go get sick in Florida and get COVID. And get COVID toe. Get a lung replacement.
Or two.
Fuck that. Yeah.
We've got, let's hear from a very wise duo.
Yes.
That we hear from frequently.
Ooh.
Regarding the election. Christopher McDonald, host of The McFiles. And of course, his favorite guest, Prophet Mark Taylor.
The dumb fucks.
I used to be a firefighter.
These guys
are. And then I had something happen. I died and I visited Jesus. And now I'm writing books and making money off of dumb people. Yeah.
But he's going cute. Total cute crazy.
Oh, has he really?
But still, he's one of these guys that was like, you know, the Lord told me that there's no way Joe Biden's going to be inaugurated.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry.
Right.
Now, the latest, I don't wonder if he's going to bring up March 4th for some reason. Because that for some reason, that seems to be the new date.
Yeah.
The hardcore Q loons have decided, well, okay, yeah, the actual inauguration, which wasn't going to happen at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was going to be the storm day. That was when
all
the National Guard was going to turn their guns on all the evil libtards.
Yes.
And there were going to be summary executions right there in front of the Washington Monument and a Republican orgy.
Yeah.
But that, clothes ripping off.
Right. But that's going to be not now.
That didn't happen.
Okay.
So then they're like, oh, well, now it's March 4th.
Right.
That what was happening was Trump wanted to fake that he was allowing Biden to be sworn in. Okay. It wasn't real. Trump has already been sworn in. And Biden.
Yes.
Is.
Is he a robot or something? A clone? Right.
Well, some of them believe some of that shit.
Fuck off.
But that Trump just wanted to expose all of the deep state rhinos that wouldn't support him.
Oh, okay.
Trying to overthrow the election and everything. So now there's going to be more people in those camps and at Guantanamo with all the rhinos.
Like Mitch McConnell is a rhino?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
so, geez. But here's Mark Taylor. Sticking by his prophecy.
Hell yeah!
You guys need to be standing up in faith right now and standing up for the prophetic word, what God has spoken. Yeah. See, that's the part that they're not doing. Everybody wants to cave into this. Well, look, I am not going to apologize right now. Not going to happen. I'm not leaving this foxhole. I know what God has said. I know what God has shown. Chris, I got a book full of prophecies that God gave me before Trump ever came into office that still has not come to pass yet. But he has to be in for a second term in order for them to come to pass.
I'm sorry. He's got a box of what?
He's got a box of prophecy that the Lord gave him.
Lock box.
Probably rectally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how all the prophecies.
That's how it's delivered. Yeah.
Yes. Through the asshole. Like
one of those vacuum tubes.
Yeah. Like at the bank,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
He's trained his asshole to be one of those pneumatic. His asshole is pneumatic. If you're a prophet.
And apparently the Lord's been quite prolific. I don't know if he's going for the Trump's still going to be inaugurated or he's coming back in 2024. Because now he's saying,
look, the only way this shit's going to happen, the Lord told me, is in a second if Trump's in a second term.
Right. I have a question. So when the Lord sends him a prophecy through the tube,
sure.
He writes a prophecy down.
It's like going to the bank drive-thru.
Yeah. Does he put the pin back in the canister for any other gods that want to send him a message, or does he keep it?
There's only one god.
Okay. So he just keeps it.
What's God sending a pen for?
Well,
what does God need a signature for?
You write your prophecy down, and there's a pen
God sends the prophecies already.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
What do you think, God is... You open the canister and God's voice booms out of there and you got to run and scramble for...
Maybe when you go to the bank, the thing comes through. And
the Lord is sending the prophecy...
Put the pin back in the canister. They want you to do
right,
that at
the bank.
Right, but
God's sending a prophecy. How is he... Right. What is he sending, a tape?
No, he writes it down. He says...
But then why is he sending the pen with it? Is it a keepsake?
That is a good fucking point.
Is it like the president signing shit with pens?
What if Mark...
Oh, I'll bet it is. Mark Taylor probably sends that, sells that shit.
This is one of the Lord's pens he sent me. I got this one came out of my ass this morning.
Well, I mean, you know, why not? Why the fuck wouldn't he do that?
Said, I know what God has shown. Chris, I got a book full of prophecies that God gave me before Trump ever came into office that still has not come to pass yet. But he has to be in for a second term in order for them to come to pass. So I will not backtrack. I will not falter. And I will not bow a knee to man or these prophets of Baal that are putting a...
Wait.
He says that he has a whole bunch of prophecies, a bunch of things he's prophesied that have not come to pass. I would say to that, then maybe you aren't a prophet. There's a bunch of them. Like, how many things? Can you call yourself a prophet if most of the shit you say doesn't happen?
Well, yeah.
Look
how many do.
That's true. I think they're lying.
There's a few seconds left.
I will not falter, and I will not bow a knee to man or these prophets of Baal that are putting a false sense of concern, if you will, on people right now, because I know what God says. I don't mean that to sound arrogant. I'm just standing in faith. You guys need to be standing up in faith right now and standing up for the...
Okay, there you go.
When you're listening to him, do you think, oh, God, listen to this arrogant asshole? I don't think that. I think, oh, my God, I hope this dumb fuck doesn't have children.
Yeah.
So stupid.
I don't mean to be... Area diet right now.
Oh, yeah. No worries on that one, partner. Jesus.
Mark Taylor.
Yay!
Ever a font.
Oh, I know. God, just the stupid fuckhead.
Lunitude.
Really, you know.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal, by the way.
I mean, how does he come up with this shit for his show? Like, how long is his show, do you think? A half hour?
Well, this is... McFiles.
Okay. So I don't know how long that is.
I don't know how long.
How many pages?
I don't know how long Chris is on a day.
That's insane. I mean, God, we're on 2 hours a day during the week, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. on crabdiving.com/live. But like
Central.
Yes. But we aren't fucking insane. I mean, you know, I'm not.
Well.
Oh, look, a prophecy just popped out of my asshole. Oh, he never leaves the pen, that God.
God, they made $100 billion on those Reddit bets.
Damn. Wow.
Interesting.
Who made GameStop made $100 million?
No, the people betting on GameStop.
Right. Did GameStop do it? I mean, does it help them when...
Not for the reasons that it's happening, no, but...
God, it's...
It may not come back to where it was. It may climb up a bit on the after that guy from Chewy. You know, it might not go back to $4 where it was or whatever, but it may stay up in the...
It's crazy. It's just like, you're right. There should be a tax on each one of these fucking things. Why don't we get anything out of this?
And then they squeal about it.
Yeah.
And then when you try to tax the zillions of dollars they make as income, they're like, oh my God, that's investment income. You can't tax those poor dollars multiple times, which is one of the most spurious, fucky arguments that are out there, to say that you're taxing a dollar. Like it's this one entity. How dare you tax that dollar again?
Yeah.
That dollar grew into 58 million because I bet on GameStop.
Right.
And you shouldn't tax me on that $1 again.
But you made 58 million dollars.
We're not. We're taxing the 57,999,999 that you made off of that dollar.
And what are you left with after
capital
that?
Capital gains tax should be higher than income tax, not the other way around.
Right.
They're all squealy about like a 10% capital gains tax or something.
Because it's dangerous. Is it dangerous to have an economy that seems to be based on like
rich people gambling right.
on bullshit?
The whole world. I mean, yeah.
It's white people, man. The white people,
white people,
white guys. Stop it. That's racist. Ooh.
Oh, bummer. Cloris Leachman died.
Ah, fuck this.
94 years old.
God, 2021 sucks too.
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
I like this next story. I'm gonna save that one. This story is bizarre as fuck.
Yes.
This is from Reuters, actually. Enrique Tarrio, who is the leader of the Proud Boys that stayed the Proud Boys. They weren't the other guy that took off with half of the Proud Boys who went and wanted to fly their swastika flag.
So this Proud Boy isn't racist.
These are allegedly the Proud Boys that are okay with brown people.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. How does that work in their dogma and shit? I mean,
I don't know. They're pretty misogyny based. And things like that, because they recently got pissed that a woman started the Proud Girls.
Yeah. Well,
and they got mad, and literally the statement was, if you want to help raise babies and make dinner. That was kind of their statement.
Why do they give a shit about the Proud Girls? I mean, they're the Proud Boys. They have their thing. I don't know exactly
don't want the brand to be tarnished by nasty punan.
I mean, do they think that if... Yeah, I don't know.
This guy, Enrique Tarrio...
Right.
Has a past as an informer for federal and local law enforcement, repeatedly working undercover for investigators after he was arrested in 2012.
Right. Yes.
According to a former prosecutor and a transcript of a 2014 federal court proceeding.
Oh, shit.
That Reuters obtained.
I've seen this episode of Sons of Anarchy.
In the Miami hearing, a federal prosecutor, an FBI agent, and Tarrio's own lawyer described his undercover work, said he helped authorities prosecute more than a dozen people in various cases involving drugs, gambling, and human smuggling.
Okay.
In an interview with Reuters yesterday about it, Tarrio denied working undercover or cooperating in any cases against others. Quote, I don't know any of this, he said. Uh-oh. I don't recall any of this. No. I don't recall any of this.
Damn.
Because that's what everyone says when they didn't do something.
So
I don't recall that.
Oh, yes. So wait, he got arrested for something and...
You say, I absolutely did not fucking do that. You don't say, I don't know any of this. I don't recall that.
Not to my recollection.
This is a guy who's, you know, eloquence consists of fuck Antifa, fuck Antifa.
So this guy's informing to the cops. That's what he is, because he got arrested and he didn't have a choice or something like that.
Law enforcement officials on the court the court transcript contradict Tarrio's denial.
Wow.
One of the former federal prosecutors in the case confirmed, quote, he cooperated with local and federal law enforcement to aid in the prosecution of those running other separate criminal enterprises.
Uh-oh.
Ranging from running marijuana grow houses in Miami. Oh, leave the marijuana.
Yeah, come on.
To operating pharmaceutical fraud schemes. Oh, well, we don't like the pharma.
And I don't like the white supremacists and these Proud Boys. Why are they in the marijuana business? What the fuck?
He's a he's 36 years old, a high-profile figure who organizes and leads the right-wing Proud Boys in their confrontations with those they believe to be Antifa.
Okay.
An amorphous and often violent leftist group. Often?
Wait
a second, Reuters. An amorphous and often violent leftist movement.
Well, that upsets me. Reuters, please, if you have their number, send it to me and I will call them and I will tell them to quit being amorphous. That's not right. Do you have their number? Where do I email them?
Right. The Proud Boys were involved in the deadly insurrection at the Capitol on the 6th. Records uncovered by Reuters are startling because they show that a leader of a far-right group now under intense scrutiny by law enforcement was previously an active collaborator with criminal investigators.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Interesting.
What has this Enrique guy been telling, you know?
Well, and is he still? And that leads to another story, which I read, which was fascinating, and I don't remember where it was or who wrote it, so sorry. But it was presenting a strictly circumstantial case that Trump is a CI.
Oh, my God.
And has been for, like, decades.
Yeah.
Because, like, one of the reasons is, you know, he was all mobbed up with construction contracts. You know, you just can't in New York. There was a time you couldn't get anything done. You're not going to get your concrete unless you deal with the mob. You're not going to get, you know, your labor and stuff like that. And we know that he was involved with Sammy the Bull Gravano.
Yeah.
And this
Trump was in the casino business too. I mean,
that's the next part. But this part, that person thinks that you know Trump may have helped provide intel that helped bring down Sammy the Bull.
Oh,
and but then Trump was being investigated at the same time for shenaniganry, with the mob, and that went poof.
Right. Oh, I see.
Then this casino shit.
Yes.
There were investigations into Trump, like with money laundering and things like that.
Yeah.
Poof. Because those went poof.
Right.
And that's when he might have given up some of these Russian oligarch money laundering. Only speculation.
So he's informing on the American mob, American organized crime, and Russian organized crime.
I mean, that was a speculation.
Okay.
But only for purely self-preservation.
Well,
he wouldn't have done it for, you know.
Well, in the interest of my self-preservation and everyone's preservation, why were we not told that this guy used to be an FBI informant?
Well, they can't. You can't do that shit.
Why?
Because nobody will ever be an informant again, especially the mob.
Yeah.
The FBI is going to be like, oh, yeah, he totally ran it on Sammy the Bull. Trump would be dead in a month.
Well, is that going to happen now because this is out?
Well, it wasn't a big story. It was just somebody's like,
but why
floating the idea out there that it's, you know.
If I'm going to vote for a guy for president.
Crazy theory, but.
Yeah, I don't want to vote for a guy with that in his past. I don't mean to be a dick or anything or exclusionary, but I don't want to vote for a guy who had issues with organized crime and then had to be an informant and then all the shit he did with the Russians and whoever else just went away because of a deal. I don't know. I don't want that guy as president.
Right.
So someone should have told us that, man. I mean, did we know that? And it's maybe we knew that and just didn't notice. I mean, I could see that.
Here's a story from 2019. Trump offered to cooperate with the FBI in the 80s.
Right. Jeez.
Tribune story in 2018. If the FBI used an informant, it wasn't to go after Trump. Oh, that was somebody else. Trump's ties with Felix Sater, who is a fucking Russian mobster.
Wasn't there a tie with a Russian guy that some weird relation?
And Sater then flipped and became an informant.
Who was a pop star?
Damn. Oh, that was the guy that set up the meeting with Don Jr. and the Russian in Trump Tower. I don't remember his name.
I don't remember that ever happening.
It was like the pop star's dad.
Yeah.
Set up, you know, it was like one of Putin's dudes and set up that meeting. Jeez. Somehow, wow. Something like that. Oh, I found it. Greg O'Leary wrote this. Tinker Tailor Mobster Trump.
Ooh, okay.
What happens when a confidential informant becomes president? So that's what he wrote.
That's a comment
from last year.
The John Le Carré novel. However you fucking say it.
So there you go.
Damn.
Speculation that Trump may have been a CI.
Yeah. He's an informant, you know? Shit. That is such a crazy fucking thing. That seems like something like Joe Arpaio would make up about Barack Obama for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just nuts. That's who we elected. That's who we gave the nuclear codes to.
The only way to know for sure if Trump is a confidential informant is if he admits it himself, unlikely, or if law enforcement comes forward, illegal and unlikely. But the circumstantial evidence is compelling. The pattern is, one, Trump deals with mobsters as usual. Two, law enforcement begins investigating Trump. Three, mobsters suddenly get busted. Four, investigations into Trump get scuttled.
Yeah.
This has happened three times that we know about. I'm not counting the first known instance of Trump providing information to prosecutors concerning something with concrete in the late 70s. So that was an earlier part of the thing.
Okay. Yeah, the great concrete scam in the early 70s. I mean,
this guy says, I conceive of no scenario in which Trump was not a CI and a top echelon one at that. He has avoided indictment too many times. No one is that lucky.
So how does he, I guess I don't understand, like, how does he not ever end up in jail then?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many times can you be a CI and you're, you know?
When Gotti was the boss, he was installed as a figurehead after Big Paul Castellano was assassinated. But he was, allegedly, it was the Gambino family was being run by Sammy the Bull.
I love that this is the background.
This with is Gotti as like a figurehead.
You need to understand, the Trump administration, what that was. You have to understand this shit. Who's Gotti?
For as
this?
Long as he was in power, any construction that took place in New York had to be approved by Gravano. I literally controlled Manhattan, he told ABC News. He did a lot of business deals with Donald John Trump and speaks of him fondly. After his arrest in 1990, Gravano turned state's evidence to help put away Gotti. The lead prosecutor of the case?
Yes.
Robert Mueller.
Damn!
Which is speculated here. This is why when Trump found out Mueller was named special counsel, he collapsed into a chair and said, I'm fucked. We know Gravano flipped on Gotti, but who flipped on Sammy the Bull? And then he goes on to make a case that Trump may have helped flip on Sammy the Bull to get him.
John Gotti, played by John Travolta.
You gotta see that movie. No, I've seen clips of it.
No. I want to see how long. I'm gonna watch you watch it. I'm gonna have a stopwatch. I'm gonna see if you make it longer than I. It's so god awful. But Sammy the Bull worked for John Gotti. He was a
underboss. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was actually running things after Castellano got iced.
Who is Gravano?
That's Sammy the Bull.
Bull. Okay. Who the fuck played Castellano in that movie? That would help me understand this. What a horrible film, though. I mean, it's amazing to me that John Travolta has existed in the film industry since the 70s, and you haven't gotten better. Oh, my God.
He occasionally does something good, but I mean, like Pulp Fiction, he was good in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I agree with you. In 1995, face he off, killed it.
Face Off with...
And if you asked Samuel Jackson about that movie, he would be like, I carried that motherfucker through every scene. Every scene I carried him.
Then it gets into the Russian-y stuff.
Yeah.
The story.
Yeah. I mean, Trump is a mobster.
About all, and what was it, like 30% of Trump Tower at one point was owned by Russian mobsters.
Yeah.
The condos in Trump Tower.
But what about her emails and that shit and then Benghazi? Those two things. But we all knew, we knew Trump before he was elected had ties to the Russian mafia, right? We kind of knew that. Jesus,
the Poppy Bush recession hit Trump's businesses hard. He filed for bankruptcy for Taj Mahal and Trump Plaza in 91 and 92. In between those bankruptcy filings, he lobbied Congress for tax relief for real estate developers, began phoning reporters claiming to be a publicist named John Barron.
Oh, yeah.
Had an affair with a D-list actress named Marla Maples and divorced his wife of 14 years. The mother of his kids, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric.
I don't know why it's necessary for whatever publication this is to say, oh, yeah, Marla Maples, she was D-list. Just say she's an actor, okay?
Side note.
Yes?
The Ivana,
right?
Zelichkova.
Oui, oui.
Was Zelichkova.
Is she Russian?
Czech.
Yes.
Her father was a big wheel in Czechoslovakia's Státní bezpečnost intelligence service.
That is...
Their CIA or whatever.
That is neither here nor there.
Miloš Zelniček, that's her dad,
okay,
helped raise the grandchildren, especially Don Jr. I didn't know this. Who speaks fluent Czech?
Wow. Don Jr. does.
Don Jr. speaks another language. Holy fucking shit.
Whoever raised Don Jr., kudos on his linguistic skills, but damn, everything else, he is a fucking dumpster fire.
Former intelligence guy, grandpa helped raise Don Jr. Former Czech intelligence service, and it was Czech intelligence service, not when it was the Czech Republic. It was when it was Czechoslovakia, part of the Soviet Union.
So
that granddaddy was, one of these dudes. So Trump needed a lifeline. He found one in Moscow.
How come we never knew that? I never bothered to find out that Ivana's father was Russian intelligence. That's shit. That's crazy. Jeez.
So yeah, this is a really, I read the whole damn thing. It's really long, but it's worth the read. It's at his Substack, Greg O'Lear, Substack.com. Tinker Tailor Mobster Trump is the title of it.
So is Trump like, has his life, is it controlled by the Russians or?
Well, yeah. But if he's a CI.
Is Ivana a fucking spy?
They may look the other way.
Is Ivana a fucking spy? I mean,
Ivanka or
Ivana? I mean, how did
the mom?
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, that's not impossible that they would send, someone to.
Is Trump an asset?
Woo him.
Was Trump an asset of like the CIA or the FBI? Like,
not impossible. Not impossible. In 1995, Trump was failing tremendously. That was the year when he declared the loss of an unfathomable $916 million on his tax returns. It was also at this time that Trump Tower became a sort of Moscow on Fifth Avenue, with any number of Russian mobsters scooping up apartments, as an arrangement that began in 1984 when Russian mobster David Bogatin purchased 5 condos for $6 million. Trump Tower was one of just 2 buildings in all of New York City that allowed units to be purchased by shell corporations.
Oh, I see. I see.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, why would that matter?
Why would Trump, virtually alone among New Yorkers, allow fishy deals like that? There were only two buildings in New York that allowed purchases by shell corps, and Trump Tower was one of them.
My God. So what happened? I mean, how did he meet Ivana? How did they meet?
I mean, I don't know how they met. How he met Ivana.
Because what I would think, the Russians send Ivana to, here's this idiot, this fucking moron. I need you to have kids with him, start life with this guy. We and then, you know, the director of our intelligence agency is going to be the grandfather.
He's pretty
to
rich.
Fucking
stupid
kids. I mean, God.
Began a 35-year relationship between Trump and Russian organized crime.
How many years?
The 35-year relationship. Okay. Who better? They needed the Russian. The disintegration of the Soviet Union opened a fire hose like torrent of hundreds of billions of dollars in flight capital from oligarchs, wealthy apparatchiks and mobsters in Russia, and its satellites. Who better to launder so much money for the Russians than Trump, selling them multi-million dollar condos at top dollar with little or no apparent scrutiny of who might be buying them?
Okay, I have a comment based solely on the television series The Americans, but what was going on in Russia, there were competing forces in the KGB and in Russia. They wanted to be old Russia or new Russia. And sometimes these forces would handle different agents, you know, right, or assets. And sometimes they were in on money-making schemes. So Trump could have been handled by somebody in Russia that was making money along with him or something.
Over the next three decades, dozens of lawyers, accountants, real estate agents, mortgage brokers, and other white-collar professionals came together to facilitate transactions on a massive scale. According to a BuzzFeed investigation, more than 1,300 condos, one-fifth of all Trump-branded condos sold in the U.S. since the 80s, were shifted in secretive all-cash transactions that enable buyers to avoid legal scrutiny by shielding their finances and identities.
Whatever, Lib. What about the Clinton Foundation? What about that? I can't vote for Hillary.
20% of every Trump condo was sold to some shifty shell entity.
The Russians were making money. Was it about money or intelligence? All right. It must have been just about money.
Trump org has dismissed money laundering charges, of course, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Sure.
But a Swedish economist said early on, Trump came to the conclusion that it is better to do business with crooks than with honest people. Crooks have two big advantages. First, they're prepared to pay more money than honest people. And second, they will always lose if you sue them because they're known to be crooks.
Hey, you want to be president? Oh my God. This story makes me so mad about how people voted in 2016.
Right. And let's not forget, this guy reminds us that Australia would not give Trump a casino license because of his obvious blatant mob connections.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wanted to open a casino in Australia, and they said no.
Oh my God, good call, guys.
You're mobbed up.
Well,
he was the subject of a 41-page initial investigation by the Department of Gaming Enforcement in Jersey.
Why didn't they just send us the report too? Like, hey, just FYI, guys, we looked into Trump. He wanted to build a casino. He's very dirty, if you're interested.
This says Trump is a criminal, yes, but his crimes are not as heinous as Ivankov, Gravano, or Scarfo. These are the other real big mobsters that Trump has helped.
He's not as bad as prosecutors, Sammy the Bull.
Yeah. Okay. Prosecutors would happily toss a minnow like Trump back into the sea if it helped them catch big fish.
Jesus Christ. Wow. Wow.
His good. Twitter antagonists comprise a who's who of FBI's Russian mob experts. Robert Mueller, Andrew McCabe, Bruce Orr, Lisa Page. Andrew McCabe was the Russian mob guy at the FBI.
And that could be why Trump doesn't like him. That could have something to fucking do with it. I mean, I always kind of thought, like, if he has so much money invested in Russia and stuff, with the mob. I mean, how is he just not in the mob? I mean, why do we think of him as an outside the mob guy kind of thing?
He says, you know, to reiterate, we cannot know for sure if Trump was a CI unless he admits to being one or the feds break protocol and expose him. But as it stands, he says here, prominent G-men have given us clues. When McCabe was fired, he began his statement thusly. I have been an FBI special agent for over 21 years. I spent half of that time investigating Russian organized crime as a street agent and supervisor in New York City.
Jesus, as a street agent. So McCabe was on the ground in New York.
Why is he
tailing these motherfuckers?
Why is he bringing that up specifically at his statement that he got fired?
Because he probably was watching Trump, and he probably knows for fucking sure what is going on.
This guy says the subtext there is McCabe knows who Trump is.
A mobster or whatever, that Tinker Tailor thing. He's
mobbed
a
up.
Fucking thug.
James Comey, in his book, compared Trump to Gravano.
Yeah.
The loyalty demand was like Sammy the Bull's Cosa Nostra induction ceremony, with Trump in the role of the family boss asking me if I have to, if I have what it takes to be a made man.
So people that actually are familiar with the mob would compare Trump to someone in the mob.
Right. Gravano himself was asked about the Comey quote.
Yeah.
He's in jail, I believe. Sammy said, the country doesn't need a bookworm as president. It needs a mob boss. You don't need a Harvard graduate to deal with these people, Putin, Kim, and Xi. Are real gangsters. You need a fucking gangster to deal with those people.
Well, you know,
so he's talking about, that's why Trump would be a good president, because you need a fucking gangster to deal with Putin, Kim, and Xi, because they're gangsters.
Well, if you're talking about, if you need someone who will stand up to them, you know, I don't, this is not the guy. He did not stand up to Putin. He actually was Putin's little bitch.
Well, and there are good guys that don't have to be gangsters that stand up to gangsters.
Yes, that's true. I mean, you know, John Gotti or whoever the fuck, Sammy the Bull, they probably, you know, have different visions of how they would see the country, or their ideal country is different than. God, what an absolute fucking mess. It's just like, don't vote for the Sopranos if you can help it, I guess, in the future. That might be a good lesson to take away. That's crazy.
So there you go.
Wow. God. Well,
an interesting speculation.
What's the
speculation? Not crazy.
What is the speculation?
Not crazy.
Trump was an informant? What kind of speculation is that?
Well,
it seems like, you know,
he lays his case out pretty well here.
McCabe's like, I worked in the FBI for a long time, mainly looking into Russian shit, which, you know, right?
We're popping in and out. Apologies, everybody.
Well, listen, you know, it's crazy because, like, it's like he's like, hey, I can't say this, but, you know, Trump and the Russians, there's bad shit going on. That's what he kind of wanted to say, McCabe, right?
Well, yeah.
Mueller put in that fucking report. You know, Congress should really look into this fucking shit.
Yeah, sorry, David. We're back.
Damn.
Even though he may be bailing. You had a great show on today, boohoo. What the fuck with your internet provider? Oh, well.
We live in Florida, man. I'm so sorry.
I'll listen to the podcast tomorrow. Apologies. We agree.
You know, David, if you could ask your governor to come down here and beat the shit out of ours and teach him how to do shit, that would be great. We have the worst fucking governor. And I blame him for the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi?
Sure. Our internet connection, our infrastructure.
Yeah.
DeSantis sucks.
Well, all of them.
Yeah.
We should have the same speeds as Europe.
Yeah.
And we don't.
Wouldn't Michael Cohen know that Trump was an informant? Would he know that? I mean,
maybe, maybe not. I mean,
now it's like you sort of have, I mean, if you think about, like, where did Ivana come from? You kind of have to think about everybody around him. I mean, that's a obvious thing to say, I guess, but
probably at a party or something, you know, where he met Ivana.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, we let the Russian mafia into the fucking White House. Here's clear codes. Here you go, Tony Soprano. I mean, he's worse than Tony Soprano. If you remember The Sopranos, Tony was very like he kept the Russian mafia at arm's length most of the time.
She lived in Canada in the 70s before relocating to the United States, where she married Donald Trump. Czech American businesswoman, media personality, fashion designer.
Yeah.
Former model. So she was modeling, I guess, when she met Don.
Right. So she came over here, she assimilated, she ran into Donald Trump, and the Russians started feeding her shit to make him do. And now we got fucked.
Well, yeah.
Great.
She was in, it just says she was in New York City with a group of models in 1976 when she met Trump.
When people get vetted to run for office and shit, I mean, how do the Republicans feel? This is the face of your party. It was an informant for the law enforcement because he had deep ties to the mafia in New York or something.
Well, yeah.
Can they pick?
And Russian mob.
If I had a political party and I found this stuff out about the guy I wanted to be the leader of the party, I would not say I made a mistake, do better next time. I would say maybe I shouldn't be in politics. If I made such a poor choice, I need to find something else to do. That's what I think the Republicans say. You really have to look at your party and think, what have you done that's not totally shitty lately? And I can't think of anything. Horrible. You're fired.
It said she moved to Canada with her first husband, Alfred Winkelmeyer.
Okay.
Some of her notable, she was a model. She was doing well. Then I guess she got divorced. She met Trump working for the Olympic Games.
Okay.
In a interview with Stern in 2002, Trump said that Ivana's accent charmed him in the beginning, but eventually began to irritate him.
Oh yeah. Well,
it was amazing. And then one time I woke up and it was terrible. I couldn't stand it.
Maybe that's when Ivana says, listen, I have news for you. I'm a Russian spy. You're going to be owned by my government now because I have all this stuff on you. So now we control you. That's when that probably happened. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh my God. She was on Dancing with the Stars in Italy.
Oh yeah. Jeez. How many, is that in every country?
And she's a really good skier. She was a ski instructor.
Okay.
And was an alternate on the 1972 Olympic ski team for Czechoslovakia.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Yeah, well, athletic ability, you know. She is exactly who the Russians would look for in a spy. She was trained by the KGB, you know.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Oh, look at the time flying by.
Wow. Shouldn't we be doing things to make sure that, I mean, it's not crazy to say that the Russians have assets watching people in power in this country getting compromise on them, right?
No, I think that's probably standard operating procedure.
Is anybody looking into that right now? Or
Well, I would hope.
Because it really makes me think, I mean, you think, remember the Strzok hearings and all that shit?
Sure.
The lovers and all that.
How do you look your wife in the eye?
And I'm trying to understand. Mueller fired those two agents because of the text where they said, what about Trump? Or what did they say that was negative about Donald Trump in the text?
Well, it was awful. And then he's got to go and shit like that. And
but they work for, they I work mean,
they
for
were just
law
texting
enforcement.
About how horrible he was. Yeah.
Well, they know how they like, know factually how horrible the guy is.
Right. Right.
So,
but instead of looking at it that way, the Trumpers were like, look, they were obviously biased. But then their own investigation showed that there was no evidence of any bias in any of the decisions they made. None.
Right. But I would be biased against a guy being president who, is this crooked. I don't think he would make a great president. And that information would bias me. Because, you know, I haven't had a lobotomy. I don't know. This is unreasonable. It's unreasonable to think people in law enforcement might text back and forth and say, yeah, Trump's an idiot.
Apparently, this Marjorie Taylor Greene, really working hard.
Fuck her.
To be the most heinous congressperson out there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a shithead.
As more and more of her, like, rantings and ravings and social media posts and everything over the years are coming out.
Yes.
It's even gotten to the point, allegedly, that that fuckweasel Kevin McCarthy.
Okay. Fuckweasel.
Is going to have a strong discussion with her.
Wear a vest. Go strapped. I'm going to talk to this Q loon.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will have a conversation.
Oh, okay.
With Q loon, Marjorie Taylor Greene, after her disturbing comments on social media.
Ooh.
Hundreds of posts and comments on her Facebook showed disturbing comments.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She's an asshole. I've seen some of this shit.
This is to Axios, he told.
Right.
The freshman Republican from Georgia made a series of bizarre and outlandish remarks before her time in Congress.
Yeah.
That rival former Representative Steve King's talk of white supremacy. In fact, Steve King, Steve King has come out with a statement saying, why the fuck did I get what happened to me? Look at what this bitch has going on.
You know, okay, so is Steve King trying to sound like Al Franken? I mean, because listen, you fucking Nazi. It's not the same thing.
The latest round of her comments pulled from archives from her Facebook page show the congresswoman promoting QAnon bullshit. A theory, a QAnon adjacent theory about Hillary Clinton cutting off and wearing the face of a child.
which child is she cutting the face off of?
The comment was reported by Media Matters for America, which previously noted her endorsements of claims that 9/11 was perpetrated by the American government. It was a false flag.
It was also a pedophile.
And the Parkland school shooting was staged.
Yes. Yes.
CNN reported on Tuesday that Greene had floated executing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for treason and liked other Facebook comments suggesting the execution of FBI agents.
How long ago was that shit?
Not that long ago.
What do you have to do in our government to fucking get fired?
A spokesperson for McCarthy said McCarthy's aware of the comments and will discuss them. Quote, these comments are deeply disturbing, and Leader McCarthy plans to have a conversation with the congresswoman about them.
I mean, really, put her in restraints.
But when he made a similar statement,
yes,
about Steve King, he stripped King of all his committee assignments.
Well, because, you know, when he comes, I mean, he's going to say something negative about Marjorie Taylor Greene and the Trumpalos will freak, right? And he will become a target.
Yeah.
Because they're going after one of them, I guess. I mean, why? I just don't know. It's weird to me that you could have a representative in our Congress that said, I think Nancy Pelosi should, you know, whatever. I mean, that's her boss.
Be executed,
right?
I mean, for treason. You know, yeah.
To me, that's not un-American and not in the spirit of our government. Well, I mean, depending, but, you know.
She repeatedly expressed support on social media for assassinating leading Democrats.
Oh.
Once liking a Facebook comment that said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi should get a bullet to the head.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, if you have a disagreement with Pelosi, can't you go to the... I mean, I think you're in the government. This is the insane part. You are in the government. You could go on the floor of the House and say something about it rather than shooting at people.
In February, well, she just became part of the government.
Right.
In February 2019, Green broadcast a Facebook Live video from inside Pelosi's office saying the speaker would suffer death or she'll be in prison for treason.
Okay.
She also reportedly endorsed conspiracy theories that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas were staged, false flags, to try to take your guns away.
Now, listen, this person, this Marjorie Taylor Greene, is a fucking asshole. Did you see her chasing David Hogg down the sidewalk in Washington? I mean, I don't even understand how fucked up this person is. I mean, jeez.
She was elected in November to represent Georgia's 14th congressional district. She rose to prominence when she won the Republican primary, which all but assured that a supporter of the QAnon conspiracy theory would be elected to Congress.
Holy
fuck. You know those Republicans won't care.
They are, Jesus Christ. I mean, the stuff she said to David Hogg, it was crazy.
She's claiming that, she's had teams of people managing her social media for years. Many posts have been liked. Many posts have been shared. Some did not represent my views. She said, some did not represent my views.
Okay, fine. And I'm sure she's one of these people that, you know, listen, I don't know what my social media group is doing, but Barack Obama was definitely, you know, not American, and his presidency isn't
And then
legit.
You fire those people. You don't.
Yeah, you don't.
You instantly, and you monitor your social media to see what these assholes are doing.
And if you're a public official and that actually happens, yes, she is lying.
I mean, she's lying, yeah.
You would come on TV and you say, listen, I apologize for that post. That was horrific. That was by a staff member who has since been fired. We won't tolerate this. This is what I'm doing to prevent it in the future. She didn't do that, I don't think.
We do have, so there you go.
Wow.
He's going to have a chat. Little chat.
That sounds fun.
With Marge.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, dumbass. I mean,
but
you
the
know,
way she is, she'll probably be like, fuck you. I'm going to go on Twitter and tweet about the rhino, Kevin McCarthy. We're going to have to execute him too.
Kevin, I would like to just, you are in the guy, so you kind of work for us, sort of. I mean, I know you're a fucked up Republican, but like, you need to think about, like, what do you want out of this conversation with this lunatic?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to achieve? Are you going to ask her to not, hi, it'd be really great if you wouldn't threaten the life of your colleagues in Congress?
And that was only 2 years ago that she was chasing down David Hogg.
I mean, that's...
It's not like, you know, it was 20 years ago when I was a radical. This was 2 years ago.
And she since had therapy, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know?
Earlier on Wednesday, a video Green posted on her YouTube page went viral, showing her stalking and harassing David Hogg.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene supported the whole Capitol Seed shit and all that stuff. I understand.
She's taking shit down now.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Posts that she made about Hogg on Facebook, using hashtag hogwash and hashtag littler Hitler. She's taken down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she even called him little Hitler one time.
You know, the
tweet,
her constituents should be marching and demanding she resign.
She called him a bought and paid little pawn.
Right. That's nice.
She's taken down many statuses, including calling David Hogg little Hitler, saying bingo that he's bought and sold. Someone called him a paid actor. She liked that one.
Yeah, good. You know what that does? That paints a target on his back who has already been through trauma. That is insane. I mean, God.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, really, I'm a podcaster, you know, I'm calling for your resignation. Right fucking now. Shelby?
These are the same people who said he wasn't even there.
Why is that? You know, it's insane to me. I, you know, the gun thing, whatever the fuck. But, like, arguing about the existence of a particular mass shooting and that it was faked is, that's, like, that you're exhibiting shit that needs a, you need a pill.
Yeah.
And you need somebody to sit down and tell you things that you don't know. I don't think you need to be in government.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But you are. You and Steve, it's Steve King. You're making Steve King the Nazi call, you know, seem not, he's not sympathetic, but he's in, you know, he has a point.
And let's not forget Lauren Boebert.
Boebert.
I mean, her too. There's more than one Q loon. This Marjorie Taylor Greene is just the most cartoonish of them.
I mean, we have a Congress where people are, I've heard representatives say they feel uncomfortable working around some of these people, not because they disagree with them, because they're afraid they might get violent.
Right.
There's no workplace on the planet that tolerates that, except our government.
We've got three Oath Keepers have now been indicted.
Damn!
Justice Department indicted three militia figures affiliated with the far-right Oath Keepers group on charges of conspiracy to obstruct Congress.
Wow, now that sounds serious, Pat.
The three defendants are Jessica Marie Watkins, Donovan Ray Crowell of Champaign County, Ohio, and Thomas Caldwell of Clark County, Virginia.
Yeah!
They're facing up to 20 years if convicted.
Damn. Oh, shit.
According to the indictment, three defendants initiated communications and coordination in November 2020 and continued through on or about January 19, 2021.
Jeez.
The exchanges vary in topics from a call to action to logistics, including lodging options, coordinating calls to discuss the plan, and joining forces with other Oath Keeper
Oath Keepers,
yeah,
that's right.
It's more likely. Oath Keeper chapters.
Yeah.
All caps. One time Caldwell posted in all caps, "This is our call to action, friends. See you on the 6th in Washington, D.C., along with 2 million other like-minded patriots." It wasn't doing anything.
Yeah. But that is a call to action, I think, right? He's inciting something, I think.
Tens of thousands, but certainly not.
Right.
I saw an estimate that said, they said anybody saying more than 100,000 is full of shit.
Gosh, I'm still nervous about tens of thousands of people coming to get me. Shit.
But these Trumpists were like, there's 4 million of us here. Remember, if you watch any of the hours of footage you can watch of the insurrectionists filming themselves committing crimes, you can always hear them yelling.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a thing. It could have been so worse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they had gotten it to any of those lawmakers on any, I think on either side, they would have beaten the shit out of them, killed them. Those fucking idiots didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
So these guys, up to 20 years.
Shit.
For some Oath Keepers.
You know, at first I was thinking it would be actually funny if Putin was one of those guys in the mask, if he was the zip tie guy with the mask, you couldn't even see his
Putin
face.
Himself. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is such an easy mission. I'm gonna go.
Well, Obama.
Yeah.
It's a false flag, right?
Was Obama there? Oh, sure. Has he been pinged? Yeah, I'm sure he has.
Obama was there, you know, him and Hillary were pretending to be.
Didn't people lose their shit because Obama's kids went to a music festival and drank or something like that?
Well, yeah, and didn't Malia smoke some weed or something, too, on camera or something?
Yeah,
they were outraged.
I hope parents of any children that rush the Capitol will be more outraged at that than, you know. I don't know. We have a stupid society.
More stories like this occurring. This
okay.
is from Business Insider.
Right.
Urban Digs, which looked at 7 luxury buildings in Manhattan that still bear the Trump name.
Yes.
And 3 that used to, found that even the properties that used to have Trump in their name lost 17% of their value in 2016.
Yes. Yes.
By comparison, the overall price per square foot decline in Manhattan was 9%. So Trump properties are doing worse than everybody else.
That's right.
I wonder why.
Well, you know, people just aren't prepared to make America great enough.
2016, the average price per square foot in 7 New York properties run by Trump was 3,300 and change per square foot. Holy fuck. In 2017, following his election inauguration, it sank to 1,900. By 2020, it was 1,600.
Oh, fuck.
A drop of 51%.
Yeah. Well, wait, wait. What's he worried? Won't the Russians just bail him out again?
And the decline accelerated in earnest after the violent attack at the U.S. Capitol.
Oh, yes. I bet. I bet it did.
Groups began to cut ties with Trump organizations, including the Girl Scouts and the city of New York. One real estate broker with ties to Trump Tower said in the weeks before the insurrection, he had fielded some phone inquiries from prospective buyers about Trump apartments he was representing.
Yeah.
But now nobody's calling.
Yeah, and I bet people, this is what will happen eventually. People will start scrubbing their social media of any Trump shit. They will throw away their MAGA hats, you know?
A lot, yeah.
And then we'll forget.
They'll pretend like it never happened.
Yep, and then you know, who knows? We'll vote for an even scarier fascist from the GOP, because we'll forget.
This is another story.
Yes.
This is at Raw Story.
Right.
One of President Trump's most notoriously racist Twitter reply guys, you know, these guys that became famous.
Yeah.
By just waiting for alerts from Trump, and they would reply instantly.
Yeah.
And get tens of thousands of followers. Yeah. Of maggots following him. This guy has now been charged.
He was tweeting positively. He wasn't tweeting negatively. He was Trump.
Oh, yeah, he loves Trump.
Oh, okay.
He's a racist.
Right.
Well, now he's been charged with taking part in some election fraud scheme targeting black people.
Wow. Jeez.
The DOJ announced that 31-year-old Douglas Mackey of Florida.
Oh, fucking A.
Best known for posting racist pro-Trump propaganda under the Twitter pseudonym Ricky Vaughn.
Oh, congratulations for your notoriety, fuckhead.
He was arrested and charged with conspiring with others in advance of the 2016 U.S. presidential election to use various social media platforms to disseminate misinformation designed to deprive individuals of their constitutional right to vote.
So what will this guy do? Will he, when he goes to jail, will he have to pay the Aryan Nation to guard him?
No.
No.
He'll be welcomed. He's a avowed racist.
Right.
They love him.
Yeah. I don't know that everybody.
Mackey and his allies use their Twitter accounts to push out misinformation targeting black voters, falsely telling them they could vote via text message.
God.
For example, Mackey allegedly tweeted an image featuring an African-American woman standing in front of a African-Americans for whatever the candidate was sign. The image included the following text. Avoid the line. Vote from home. Text the candidate's first name to this number. Vote for the candidate and be a part of history.
Oh, my God. What a cunt. Why would...
Fellow Trump-loving Twitter troll Jacob Wall was indicted last year in multiple states and charged with similarly targeting black voters with robocalls.
Right, that was in Michigan, right?
That made false claims about mail-in voting. Several states. That's why he's under indictment.
Yeah. Man, God, why did Trump want to win so fucking bad? Why? What's in it for him?
Well, and why do the avowed racists want Trump to win so fucking bad if he's not a racist?
Yeah.
That's
true.
Makes one wonder.
Yeah, I think Trump is worried about being indicted and shit, maybe. Or...
Sure.
I don't know.
We do have... Oops, that was
that's
a fail.
A fail. Come on, Shelby.
Jump fail under the...
Almost.
Under the she's, chair.
Don't... I know. Now you... She's looking at me.
I've got... we can maybe do a random Dilly drop.
Brendan Dilly, life coach.
And see... how Brendan's doing as he's trying to keep his
and professional fuckhead,
keep his morons.
Oh yeah,
listening
yeah.
to him.
Ooh,
I'm just gonna keep on doing what I do. Fuck it, fuck
who's
it.
Who's the guy? Who's somebody? It's like, oh my god, I listened to the greatest person the other day. Do you know Brendan Dilley? He's a life coach. He's also a gigantic maggot. He's so charismatic. 2 hours a day.
Yeah, I think he does 2 hours. Skipping.
You got Jesus, dude. You're going to get a shutdown over there just for the comments. Oh, my God. You guys are savages. Holy shit. You guys, if you have any kind of, like, sensitivities about commentary, avoid the D-Live chat. All right, those guys don't fuck around over there. Holy shit. Anyways, I digress. Yes, the notary in chief, Joe Biden, 37 executive orders. We're going to get into all that.
D-Live. Now, look at how pissed they are about executive orders all of a sudden.
Yeah. Why?
Trump did in 4 years was sign executive orders and wave them at people.
Well, I think this speaks to their racism, maybe.
And now they're doing the same shit.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They did to Obama. They obstructed Obama. He signed executive orders. They squealed about the executive orders. Trump comes in. He signs executive orders. They think that's fucking great.
Yes. They're hypocrites.
Democrat gets in. Look at these executive orders.
Yeah.
I'm just signing stuff. I don't even know what this is. Hey, you, where's my dog at? Woo, Hunter at? Woo, go. Send more people? Yeah, go send some people. Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. We got war between Wall Street and Main Street. You got day traders like Dilley doing battle with his fucking brethren nationwide against the hedge funds of Wall Street.
Oh, so Dilley fancies himself the shining white knight in this capacity, going against those evil hedge funders. He's a day trader.
He sides with the Redditors.
He must be one of the, yeah, siding with the Redditors.
Okay. Jeez. Props.
And Wall Street's not winning right now. Mm-mm. It's a bloodbath. Absolutely incredible. I got to talk about that. What else we got? We got a trusted media poll. I know you guys love that. We love Gallup's latest trusted media poll. We've got a Monmouth poll regarding the election legitimacy. We've got
He did air quotes.
So he all these polls that are reputable, he calls it, you know, they make fun of him. So they do the same show. He does the same show.
Well,
we do,
if he doesn't like the results, he makes fun of them. If he likes them, if he likes the results.
Yeah, then. Yeah. It's not very journalistic.
By the way, Biden's approval rating is like 63% or something like that.
It's a pandemic. He seems to be doing something about it. He's passing some executive orders to undo Trump shit.
And also, the 6 in 10 Americans feel optimistic about the policies Biden will pursue.
Yeah.
While only 35% feel pessimistic.
Yeah. Now, you need to feel optimistic. I mean, you need to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can be optimistic about his policies. You know.
71%. Most Americans would rather see Republicans in Congress find ways to work together with Biden than to focus on keeping Biden in check.
Keeping Biden in check? Are you shitting me? The Republicans literally have some Q-loon in Congress. You're worried about that?
Well, they're worried about that socialism.
We're worried about you guys deciding that you want to shoot everybody in our government. I love that yes, the Republicans are worried about us. That's interesting. Well, not according to that poll.
So I do like what Schumer's saying about McConnell. He's like, Mitch McConnell seems to not realize that he's not the majority leader anymore.
Yeah.
And we're not going to cave to any of his threats.
Yeah. Why would they?
Good. Go get him.
Pack the fucking court, please. Pack it. Pack that shit.
Well, and they may get some leverage to get shit done.
Yeah.
By threatening, you know, if you piss off Manchin and Sinema too much, that they'll say, fuck it, we'll get rid of the filibuster.
Yeah.
So Mitch may not just token filibuster every single thing that comes in front of them like they did with Obama.
So like, if Mitch has some heinous shit that he wants done, he's got to lean on Joe Manchin and Sinema.
No. If Biden has something good he wants done, and Mitch absolutely doesn't want it to happen because he wants the Democrats to fail at all costs.
Right.
Good
plan.
Then if he overuses the filibuster,
yes,
as he did with Obama,
right,
then we've got the threat of Manchin and Sinema saying, well, that's bullshit. Now we understand we have right. to get rid of the filibuster.
They don't think that now?
No.
Jesus, guys, take Sadly. Some Prozac. Have a clear look at the world.
It was. I read something else. It was totally put in before the Civil War because the slave-owning states were sniffing the wind and realizing that they were in the minority and that the majority was going to say, you shouldn't have slaves. So they said, we want this filibuster put in.
I mean, you
so
know,
that the minority isn't beaten up by the majority.
Oh, my God. It's crazy that, I guess you had to negotiate with these people to give them rights.
But it was also, you got to fucking stand up and filibuster.
Yeah.
They changed that later, and that's the bullshit.
Right, right. They don't have to actually stand up there.
Right. They should make it that way.
We again. Should get rid of everything in our government that was because of slave owners. Why is right. that so hard?
Right.
The Electoral College slave owners, this Ooh. Thing, slave owners.
Man, that's a long list.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let's make the slaveholder states happy.
Yeah, God.
This Monmouth poll has Biden at 54, disapproval at 30, okay. but 16% no opinion.
Right. Right. No opinion?
Yeah.
Things are no opinion. Okay. No opinion here.
So that's why Dilly did the air quotes, was because this poll shows that America wants the Republicans to work with Biden. And Dilly's probably going to say, no fucking way. Fuck him. He's not the president. I'm not going to acknowledge him.
Well, I mean, that is, I mean, for people though, that, I mean, if you look at what's happened, that's a weird statement anyway. I mean, what I want from the Republicans is to go away, stop breathing on people. And I don't know what they offer. What do they offer that the Democrats want? I mean, why would they work with them? You know?
Well, right. And they're doing this, the typical, well, we're not in the majority, so we're going to have to compromise. And for Republicans, compromise means we get 100% of what we want.
That's fascism right there.
That's it. Well, we'll compromise as long as you give us everything we want.
They have no interest in anything but what they fucking want.
Right.
And anything that falls outside of that, that's bullshit.
And no compromise.
Right. Well, and guess what? No compromise from us. You're what? Fuck you.
Yeah, they should be prioritizing. They should be prioritizing God. That, getting rid of that filibuster bullshit, and let's get some shit done.
I mean, to me, I would think if I was a Democratic legislator, I would get together with. We have to do something to prevent these lunatic Republicans from ever winning another election because they're nuts.
Yeah. Skipping ahead.
Yes.
Dilly.
It's time.
Oh, Jen Psaki.
Okay.
Circle back if there's more I can share with you.
Oh, now they're making fun of her saying, well, I'll get back to you. I don't know. I'll get back to you.
Well, yeah, okay, fine. Trump used to say that all the fucking time. I'll tell you in 2 weeks.
Well, but we could play Kayleigh McEnany doing the same fucking thing. Except she wouldn't. She wouldn't say, I'd get back to you. She would just be she would say, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, how dare you ask that question of our not so great fucking leader. I mean, that's what you say when you don't know. I'll get back to you on that. I'll get back to you.
Right.
And you know, and if she does it, ask her again. And fuck. I mean, what about Trump care? He kept saying, oh, we can't show you a plan yet. We'll get back to you with Trump care. Did we ever see that? What was that?
This is good. Special presidential envoy for climate.
Oh, we need that.
John Kerry.
Great. Fucking great.
It costs a lot more. There are countless economic analyses now that show that it is now cheaper to deal with the crisis of climate than it is to ignore it. We spent $265 billion 2 years ago on three storms, Irma, Harvey, and Maria. Maria destroyed Puerto Rico. Harvey dropped more water on Houston in 5 days than goes over Niagara Falls in a year. And Irma had the first recorded winds at 185 miles an hour for 24 sustained hours.
He's not looking at notes.
How do you know all this shit? And our guy, I don't know. Who
I know. How different. But this from anybody in the Trump administration.
Did anybody do his job?
There was nobody in the Trump administration that could come out and speak this eloquently and know those numbers off the top of their heads. Show me one. Me one person in the Trump administration that could have done this.
And you're not. Yes, some of it is because they're fucking idiots. But some of it, like Stephen Miller, I mean, he's up on a lot of shit, Stephen Miller. But he didn't give a fuck about this.
Well, and he would lie about the numbers, too.
Yeah.
He would tell you there's 47 million, you know, illegals voted for Biden.
He would say something like, we should launch brown people into hurricanes so they will, you know.
185 miles an hour for 24 sustained hours. That last year, with one storm, $55 billion. So we're spending the money, folks. We're just not doing it smart. We're not doing it in the way that would actually sustain us for the long term. So this is critical. We're the goal of the Paris Agreement was to hold the Earth's temperature increase to 2 degrees centigrade. Even if you did everything that was in Paris, we're going up to 3.7 or 4. That's catastrophic. What President Biden is trying to do is listen to science, listen to facts, and make tough decisions about what we need to do to take the world to a better place, and particularly our own country.
Yeah. And Trump says, I'm bringing back coal.
George Bush beat Kerry, right?
Yeah.
That was a mistake. We should have elected Kerry, probably.
And make tough decisions about what we need to do to take the world to a better place, and particularly our own country. And that is what he is committed to doing. So, yes, there are a lot of challenges right now, which sadly, all of them were exacerbated by the last 4 years. Now we have to try to make up for that. And that is a hard pull, but this president is capable of doing it. And he's putting together a great team that I think can help him do that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Jeez. Great.
We have adults. We have adults.
That's right.
In the house.
Damn.
Isn't that nice to listen to?
Yeah, it is. I mean, this hurricane thing, I don't know how John Kerry is going to stop these hurricanes, but I'm down.
Well, I mean, he's got a point, though. We're spending more money on mitigating the disasters that are happening instead of trying to stop the cause or try to slow the cause.
I mean, he knows all this bullshit about these hurricanes, and our last president, the best he could say is, like, why don't we launch a missile at these storms? That could help.
Is it true you could maybe nuke one of them? And...
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. I mean, God, the crazy thing is, it seems to me if he talked to the right guy would be like, yeah, let's do it. You know?
Joe Scarborough said that Pence is in fear of his life because of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Well, I saw another article that, like, Pence is a man without a home right now.
Well, Pence, welcome to the club. There's lots of people that died because of Trump's mismanagement of the pandemic. They aren't alive anymore.
And real quick here.
Yeah.
To show who these people are.
Ooh.
One of the Michigan militiamen.
God.
That was accused of conspiring to overthrow the government, kidnap the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Put her on trial for treason.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Ty Garbin, 25, has pleaded guilty and is now ratting on all of his friends.
Oh, shit. But what about the mission?
14 men have been accused. He's going to flip and now become a state's witness. He agreed to fully cooperate with federal authorities.
He's flipping just like Trump flipped his whole fucking life. All these fucking guys.
The judge said as part of the agreement, asked him, said, you might be called to the courtroom, obligated to tell the truth, even if it ends up hurting people you know. Do you think you could do that? Garbin said, I could, Your Honor.
Well, yeah, he could. He could have blown up a bridge or
well, of course,
or kidnapped the governor. He's capable of a lot of shit, man.
And of course you're going to turn on your former colleagues, because that's what you guys do, even though you're all criminals.
Right, right.
Let's do it again tomorrow. Hopefully our upstream will be better tomorrow. 2 to 4 p.m. Right. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. A little hiccup. Always available on crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet, RadarComedy.com, RadarComedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and the TikTok.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Stay sane, everybody. Get your pitchforks and torches ready.
Hell yeah.
Bye-bye.
Hyperbole.
Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.